Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as a support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. In our structure, we now start the third term. It's winter in South Africa, wet and miserable in some parts of the country, dry and bleak in others, and your emotions may mirror the weather. Marieke Vosloo and Sonia Blino did research on the journey of first-year students for the Sasol Inzalo Foundation. They published their results under the title From Hero to Zero and Back Again with a question mark. They found that many students experience an identity crisis during the first term. They were star students at school, but at university they suddenly could not cope. They were overwhelmed by the workload, and many failed the first test and/or examination. Their self-confidence was utterly destroyed. Here are some of the responses that they wrote to Marieke and Sonia. I still can't believe it. At school, maths was great. I had always attained the highest marks in the grade and even participated in external maths competitions. Now, I couldn't even pass. School maths had in no way prepared me for university maths. To make it even worse, many of the students felt terribly alone because they did not want to talk to their families about what was happening, or when they did not get the emotional support they needed. This is from a different student. My family is really proud of me, and they just don't believe me when I tell them about how I'm not coping. Because to them, I'm their little daughter who is so smart, who never brought a bad result and always finds a way to be a top student. Sound familiar? There is no easy way through this very difficult terrain. Those of you who have crossed it will know that. You have to find the strength in yourself to change the way you look at the world and the way you respond to it. Listen to this student. I began to wonder, how did I come so far off the path I thought I was on? The next few days, I was more than okay because I suddenly remembered what I came to university to do, to excel and transform the nobody mentality to somebody. My eyes were open finally to see opportunities and seize them. Someone else said, if anyone could have asked my friends during the first semester about Mr. Complaints, they would have simply pointed at me. All I mean is that I used to complain about everything, but since the beginning of this semester, all that has changed. And another one said, but I told myself that the only thing that is blocking me from getting my degree is first year, so I decided that I'll do whatever it takes for me to pass my first year. You know why? Because I have faith in myself and I believe that I will do it no matter what comes in my way. I may not know it, but many people are dying out there and they depend on me. Think about these students' comments carefully. What lessons do they have for you? I think the first one is stop complaining. And then change the way you talk to yourself and about yourself. Think about writing down your thoughts and your goals to motivate yourself. Start making friends, the right kind of friends. Look outward. Participate in student committees and other activities. It is possible to find your feet and achieve success. Here's some more feedback from a student who has walked this road before you. I saw many of my close friends and classmates deregister or decide to drop everything because they said they couldn't cope, and they said that they'd come back next year and repeat the same course. I mean, what's the use of you repeating the whole thing all over again? Things won't change. They'll still be the same. Rather, suck it up. Pull your socks up and find a solution, because when that thing strikes again in your later life, You can't give yourself a year to solve it or to come to terms with it. Do it now or forever hold your peace. Perhaps the most important realization is that things are not going to change. This is the reality. And if you want to reach that goal that you set in the beginning, you are going to have to find a way of coping. No one is going to do it for you. One consolation, though. Others have done it before. It is possible. Here's another student. Now that I know what to expect, I know I'll do better next semester. I now know we are all capable of doing what we want in life. I know I am a second-year student now. It's your decision to just do it. Do it. Do it. Stop trying and thinking about it. You've done that so many times before. That's advice from one of your peers. Now, just some practical advice. Have your eyes and your hearing tested. Many students struggle because they cannot see or hear properly, even though they have never realized it. Consider your computer skills. Is your typing so slow that it slows everything else down? Attend a course on campus. Learn to type properly. And take a hard look at where you are staying. In the Cecil and Zalo study, students living in communes or private houses performed significantly worse than those who lived in university residences with relatives or alone. If you're going to put your feet on the path to success, you have to learn one skill: writing exams with confidence. Here are some tips, just very practical things. 1. Check the venue and time the day before the exam. 2. Get up early and be at the venue with time to spare. 3. Do not talk to panicky students around you. They have to do their thing, you do yours. 4. Go to the toilet before the exam starts. 5. When you get your paper, read all the questions and see how many marks each one represents. Make a rough outline of how much time to spend on each question. You don't want to spend half your time on something that can only earn you 10 marks out of 100. 6. Start with what you know best. You do not have to answer the questions in order. Leave the things you are unsure of for last. 7. Give yourself a moment to compose your thoughts before you start writing your answer. Be clear and concise. 8. Try and keep your handwriting legible. Think of the poor person who has to read it all. 9. Ask the invigilator, the person who supervises the exam, for help if you are not clear on a question. He or she will tell you if you are asking something they are not allowed to say. Don't waste time worrying if you should ask. Just do it. 10. Keep an eye on the time. Don't spend more time on a particular question or section than it's worth, or you may run out of time and lose all the marks allocated to the later questions. And lastly, use every minute of the available time. If you finish early, review your answers before handing in the paper. But then you must also learn from exam results. The exams are over. You may not have achieved the mark you hoped for. It's done now, so stop fretting. Rather, use your marks as valuable information to help you do better next time. Here's a guide for that exercise. Write down the reason you lost the mark and think about what you're going to do differently next time. For example, you did not complete the paper. Next time, allocate your time in proportion to the marks each question is worth. You misread the question. Next time, breathe deeply, stay calm, and focus. Read each question twice before starting to write. You did not understand something in the question, perhaps a word or a scenario. Next time, ask the invigilator when you are unsure. You did not come up with the right information. Well, spend more time studying that section and make sure you know or understand it really well. Perhaps you did not practice the method or procedure. Well, you will have to do so, won't you? If you can't do it on your own, go and see your lecturer or tutor. A study group can also help. You do not understand the work covered by the question. Well, study more and/or go and see your lecturer or join a study group. You still think you answered correctly, but you did not get the marks. Assess your answer honestly. Did you express your thoughts clearly? Was your handwriting clear? Did you really get to the heart of the question? If the answer to all of these is yes, go and see the lecturer. Find out why you lost the marks. That was episode 11 of Grad Audio. Do check out the text version and the workbook on the website. You can download it for free. Next time, we enter the fourth term. The exams are looming and you have to manage your stress. Do join us again. Until then, goodbye. Hamba gahle. Moi